We are now going to speak to the Chief Executive of Master Builders Victoria, Rebecca Casson. As I said, it has been shut down for 2 weeks to get the Master Builders' opinion on what's going on. We say good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning to you both. How are you today?
Good. Well, firstly, what did we make of yesterday's events in the city?
Well, look, firstly, it's really important to note that we absolutely do not condone the actions yesterday. We condemn the rioters for what they did. They do not represent our industry, and nor do they speak for our workforce.
Rebecca, do you agree that a shutdown is necessary to allow a reset and for the industry to get on board with some of the changes asked of them?
Look, the shutdown announcement was very disappointing for our industry. The news when it came through yesterday was an absolutely bitter blow for the vast majority of the building construction industry businesses that have done the right thing over the past 18 months. And I'm just going to pause for a moment and give a huge shout out to all of our Master Builders Victoria members. They have done an amazing job over the last 18 months. We have fought hard to keep this industry safe and open, and it's particularly disheartening for those that have taken the time to get vaccinated. I spoke with a member this morning, very, very sad, who has got his whole workforce double vaccinated and ready to go. So, look, we do understand that the position that the Victorian State Government is in, but we can also understand the frustration one day after announcing a roadmap to COVID normal that our industry is shut down. So we'll continue to work closely with them over the coming days on a plan to reopen.
Rebecca, from the outside looking in, it appears that the construction industry has an anti-vaxxer problem. What would you say to that?
Look, as I said just a second ago, the views that were expressed yesterday are not the views of our complete workforce. We've got many of our workforce, many builders and tradespeople have done the right thing. The government has given our industry targets for COVID vaccinations. They gave us the tools to hit those targets, which was mandatory vaccinations. Without the mandatory vaccinations, it would be extremely challenging for employers to get their employees back to work fully. And we do support vaccination. And our message has been very clear to the building construction industry. Consider talking to a healthcare professional and consider getting the jab done for themselves, for your workmates and for Victoria.
We're speaking to the Chief Executive of the Master Builders Victoria, Rebecca Casson. Rebecca, what's it going to cost and what's it going to mean for people trying to get things done before Christmas?
Look, it's really disappointing for many clients who have waited months and months and months, particularly challenging for those businesses who haven't been able to, for many weeks now, to go and work inside occupied premises. And this is going to start to become a bit of an issue, well, a major issue leading up towards Christmas. Of course, the Premier wants to get everyone together at Christmas, but we can't see that happening if people have got half-finished kitchens and renovations happening, right? So many clients are double vaccinated. Many of our members are double vaccinated. And let's be really clear, we want those people to be able to get back to work and clients to have their jobs finished. But our industry's continued operation throughout the last 18 months has been the only reason why our state's economy has not declined. Our industry is critical to the state's economy. You might not realise this, but our industry employs more than 300,000 Victorians directly and many more indirectly. In fact, those cafes and small places, restaurants and others that have been surviving over the last little while, particularly in Melbourne CBD, they're going to feel it today because those tradespeople, those workers, those building construction workers, particularly all across Melbourne, are not going to be frequenting those areas. And our state accounts for 46%, sorry, our industry accounts for our state's tax revenue, 46%. And so for every single day that our industry is locked down, those projected figures are $455 million every single day in lost revenue, and that's $63 million in lost wages alone.
Rebecca, we thank you for your time. Rebecca Casson, Chief Executive of Master Builders Victoria.